Fine.
So this is a relatively small point, at least in our parsha, but it has significant implications. Yes, it is a grammatical point, but a significant implication in terms of understanding our other parts of Chumash. So right in Rishon, in Vayera, so the Malachim come to Avram, and when they come to Avram, they look around, and who don't they see?
Sarah.
Right, so what do they say?
Sarah.
So they say, Vayomru Elav, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, Vayomru Neva Oel. Right, so they say, where is Sarah? And they say, well, and Avram answers, she's in the tent. Now Rashi notes here, Vayomru Elav, so he says, right, that what was this teaching? Right, they knew where she was, but they said Lo diash etznuai takidei lechababa al baala, and to say that she was particularly she was, you know, tznua, however you want to translate, modest. She was in the house. But what's important to think about here is there are two words in Hebrew that mean where. And what are they? Efo and Aye. What's the difference?
Aye is like more of a mandate. Where are
you? So, see, this is why it's important. So, Efo, what is Efo?
Well, it's a contraction of E and O.
Right. But what does it do? Like, what's its function in Tanakh?
It's a question. Where should I go?
Where? It's a simple question, right? Efo. So, for example, where is Efo used in Chumash? Also in Breishit. By Yosef, when he's looking for his brothers, right? He goes to find his brothers, and what does he say? Ephraim Roim. Right? He asks the person, where are they? Right? So what's the implication of the answer? Of the question, really?
I don't know where they are.
Right? But Rashi here says, right, that Yudua, he skipped half of it, right? The Malachim knew where she was, right? But they asked to the Yilchavavah Baila, right? To teach that she was Snua. How does Rashi know that they knew where she was? Right? Right, so if you know, she doesn't say Efo, it says Aye. And Aye doesn't mean where. It's a wrong, in English, they both mean where, but it's not the same. Efo in Hebrew means, simply, I don't know where they are, I don't know where something is. Efo, right? Efo ze. What is Aye? So Aye means, you should be here, but you're not. Right? Why isn't that which should be here, here? Right, so what is Rashi translating? Think about what he's saying. They knew where she was, but they wanted to make Avram think about how snuah she was, meaning, I know where she is, she's in the tent, but why isn't she out here? Because she's in the tent. Right, and that would remind Avram about the tzniut. But you see that what Rashi's doing is he's picking up on the fact that it's not Efo, it's Aye. Right, Efo would mean, where is she? She's in the tent. Aye would mean, well, I get it, she's in the tent, but why isn't she here? Now, that's important, because sometimes, like in the context of Yosef and his brothers, it makes sense, Efo. Here, as Rashi notes, it pushes you to understand that something else is going on. It's not just an informational question, right? They're trying to elicit a response. But you need this to understand the first time that the word Aye comes up.
Adam.
And this is where people misunderstand it, right? Because what does Rashi say? And Hashem comes after the chait, and he says, Ayeka, where are you? And Rashi says, he knew where he was, but he was trying to be posach in tshuva. Right? How does Rashi know, besides the fact that God is omniscient, how did he know that that's not what the question means? Right? Because Aye doesn't mean
where.
Doesn't mean where. It means, why aren't you here? Why? And what does Adam answer? Adam doesn't answer. Right, what does he say? What is the response to Ayeka? Right, so we open to the pasuk. He says to him,
because I'm naked.
Yeah, right, he says, I hid because I'm naked. And what does Hashem respond?
Who told you you're naked?
But what's the conversation? Why are you afraid? Why aren't you where you're supposed to be, which is out in the garden, not afraid of being in front of me? And he says, I'm hiding because I'm naked. And Hashem says, but how do you know there's a reason not to be here? How do you know? Right, Ayeka, why are you no longer where you should be? And where else in Breishit? Kayin. kills Hevel. What does Hashem say? Where's Hevel? Hevel Achicha. Right, not Epho. Where is Hevel? It's, why isn't he here anymore? The answer is,
he's killed him.
He killed him, but what does Cain answer?
Not my brother's keeper.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Well, how am I supposed to know where he is, right? Why are you asking me? There's something wrong, but why should I know? And Hashem lashes out at him. What are you telling me? Right, what are you talking about? But throughout Chumash, if you want to understand the conversation, right, Ayeka, A, consistently means that there's an expectation that someone is supposed to be somewhere and something is wrong. That person isn't where they're supposed to be. It elicits, it's not an informational answer, not I am here, but it's a why question. Why are you not here? So Adam, I'm not here because it's embarrassing. And as Rashi said, in each case where Hashem says that, Rashi says the same comment each time, which is, he knew, and he said it, right, liftoch b'tshuva, to get him to answer it, right, what's wrong? Right, why aren't you close to me? Right, you should be in the Gan, not afraid of me, and you're hiding. And he answers, yeah, because I'm a Rome. And Hashem says, well, how do you know? Right, he's opening the conversation by saying there's something wrong. As opposed to, and here, that's what Rashi's picking up on. Right, where is Sarah? Not informationally. Right, there's something wrong. Right, the Malachim are trying to remind Avram that there's something going on. In this case, it's a positive. Right, they're as Rashi understands it, they're trying to remind of the Tzniut. Now, in the Midrash picks up on this and notes, therefore, that you need this to understand an entire book which is predicated on this simple grammatical issue, which is Eicha. Right, and the Midrash connects them and says that Eicha is connected to Ayeka. Why? Because that's the theme of the entire book. Right? The real question of Eicha, right, it's a double question. Eicha is how did this happen? Right? Not like question, how did this happen? It's how did this happen, right? This shouldn't have happened. But the answer in that the pasuk's implying is how did it happen? Because, right, Ayeka, you weren't where you were supposed to be. Meaning in terms that original question, Hashem asked Adam, where are you? Meaning you're supposed to be here. You shouldn't have sinned. You shouldn't be afraid of the relationship with me. But you did sin, and that created distance. And Eicha says the same question. Eicha, how did this happen? Because, connected back to the first one, because you distanced yourself from me. You did something that created a gap that shouldn't have been there in the relationship with God. And the Midrash is very good at this, is picking up on these words, but it all comes down to the simple grammatical thing, right? Is that Eifo is the informational question. Eicha, or Ayeka, isn't how or where, it's how did this happen, the rhetorical how, or where are you, why aren't you where you're supposed to be, right? It's always that question that demands the person to answer. And usually in Tanakh, as the Midrash points out, it's specifically focusing on people who aren't in the right place in terms of their relationship with God and the consequences of that. Okay, so that's just a small grammatical point, which in our parsha is not huge, right? It makes a little interesting point that Rashi makes, but understanding this little grammatical point helps you understand consistently throughout Tanakh when these two different words are used and the valence of those psukim.